Welcome to Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
And this is where we share stories, tips, and husbands. We're best friends, and we are each happily married and have over 20 combined years of experience in the lifestyle.
Join us as we share some of our experiences and also learn from some of yours. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the very first episode of our podcast, Friends with a Twist. We are just tingling with excitement to share this new journey with you.
We're hoping to break our podcast into several segments. We're going to start with Chick Chat, where we'll catch up with one another and let you know what's new in our life. We'd also like to share with you some ideas about life in the lifestyle. We'll also share a debrief of our sexy encounters and some takeaways that we hope you'll find helpful. We also will have a surprise from Barry and Gary, our loving husbands, who would never try to throw us off track. And we'll also have some questions for you that we hope you'll share your answers for us to talk about in our next episode.
All right, so for our first Chick Chat segment, we're going to take a little bit of time to introduce ourselves and explain a little bit about how we each got into the lifestyle. Now, although we both kind of know most of the details about each other, since we are best friends and have known each other, 8 years now in the lifestyle, we're going to try to ask each other a few more questions to try to dig a little bit deeper into our journey through the lifestyle. So, Kenzie, can you explain to our listeners here how you first got into the lifestyle?
Sure, Madison. My story might be a little vanilla by some people's standards, but it is what it is. So once upon a time, Gary and I had some friends who we enjoyed playing just your silly sort of drinking games with. We would play poker, flip cup, things of that nature, but add that element of strip, poker, strip, flip cup, whatever the game was. So we had fun with that to a certain extent. But these were people that Gary knew from high school, and there were definite lines that we didn't want to cross with these people. But that led us to think that surely, in this great big wide world we live in, there must be some other people who would also enjoy these types of games and endeavors. Hmm. So, Gary, bless his heart, went to the interwebs and found like-minded friends. We took it pretty slow to get started. We didn't really meet anyone for quite a while. We were just kind of scoping out the scene, trying to figure out what's what. Meanwhile, I mean, this is when I didn't really know the difference between soft swap and full swap, and this was like a whole new language and a whole new world. So we started definitely very slow, but those were sort of some of the more vanilla events that kind of led us into this journey.
I think it's always so cool to hear how people go from completely vanilla to, I don't even know what to call this, Neapolitan lifestyle. So, a little bit about how I came into the lifestyle. I did not start out vanilla. I'm kind of the opposite. I am about 31-ish now, so maybe like 10, 11, 12 years ago maybe, I got started in the lifestyle with someone I used to date way back when. They completely introduced me to the lifestyle. I had no idea about it. I was dating someone who all of a sudden showed me this website where you could connect with other couples, and the purpose was to do sexual things with them, and I had no idea that was a thing. So I just kind of went with it. I guess you could call me a free spirit. And I kind of went with the flow. I think I kind of got thrown into the lifestyle, to be honest, before I really realized what was happening. today, when I think back about it, I'm super glad it happened. But I think really, like I said, I got thrown into it kind of fast. So it was a couple years with a person that I was dating, and I don't know if I should go into it now, but I actually ended up meeting my now husband in the lifestyle at one of our awesome house parties. So my early days, we were on this website called SLS. That's where we started. Met a lot of cool friends through that website. The person I was initially dating, we had a really solid group of friends that we met through the website. It was just fun. We'd have house parties, like sexy house parties. So we could just show up in lingerie. I can make out with whoever I wanted around the house. It was so much fun. It really was so much fun. And then after that, adult friend finder. It was just this like menage of menage a trois of lifestyle websites that I knew nothing about. But we tried them all out, met a lot of cool people, had a lot of bad experiences too, which we will definitely, I know, get into in future episodes. But I will say at one of the house parties with our close group of friends, I was still dating this initial person, but I met this other couple with this guy. We call him Barry because that's what my husband, we call him Barry. I met him at this house party when we were both dating other people. And then it sounds so stupid, but I'm going to explain it anyway. The next morning after the house party, I went into the kitchen for breakfast to grab whatever scraps of food there was. And Barry was cleaning the counter for the person whose house we were at. He was trying to be nice and he was helping cleaning the counter. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what a sweet man to be doing that for someone like that we're just friends with.
Yeah.
So for some reason that stuck in my mind. I don't know. There's just something that clicked with this guy who was cleaning the counter. But anyway, years later, we had both split up with the people that we were dating at the time, and our paths crossed again, Barry and I. And we ended up dating. Because we both had experience in the lifestyle already, it was very easy transition for us to get back on a website to try to meet other couples again and get back in the lifestyle. So, yeah, my husband and I, we came into the lifestyle very easy because we both had experience with it prior. It seems like it was pretty much the opposite with you, Kenzie, and your husband, Gary, because you guys kind of learned about it and grew through your experiences together, right?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely different ends of the spectrum. We sort of tiptoed in and we're trying to figure out like what this was all about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you and Barry definitely had a different experience. Obviously one is not better than another, but just mm-hmm. goes to show you that I think everyone sort of has to take their own path getting into this lifestyle. If this is something that you are interested in or thinking about or just starting to explore, there's certainly no one way to go about it. There's no right answer. But I would say, and again, this is something we'll probably come back to many times over, for us, for Gary and I, it was definitely about communication along the way that really helped us, I think, to be sort of successful and kind of get where we are in the lifestyle.
Yeah, good stuff. But I think also what is actually kind of exciting about our different experiences is kind of how our paths crossed within the lifestyle. If we could talk a little bit about that, yeah. How we became, honestly, best friends because of the lifestyle. Like, we never would have met each other. I don't think we would have ever met each other without this. So I think that's pretty cool. Do you want to share a little bit first about how we met?
So I believe, if memory serves me correctly, Gary and I had posted a hot date on the SLS website. Mm-hmm. And we had not really had much luck with such endeavors before, but you and Barry mm-hmm. reached out that night, and I still remember the bar we were at. We were sitting there. There was some sort of like chat going on, I think, through the website still, mm-hmm. and I remember Gary took this picture of me at the bar holding a drink, and he sent it to you guys, and then I asked to see the photo, and it was awful. And I remember thinking, these people will never come meet us. It was a bad angle. The lighting was awkward. Like, I was embarrassed. It was just not flattering. And I thought, that's it. Like, these people will never come meet us, like, with this photo as bait. But thank God you guys plowed through. You came. You just stuck it out.
So let me cut you off. Yeah. For that night, I had no interest in going out. I wanted to stay home. I was comfortable at home. I didn't feel like going out to meet new people. So sometimes I just have those nights where I
Understandable.
She just wanted to stay home, and I don't really care to meet new people.
That's fair.
But Barry pushed me. Apparently, the picture did something, because he showed me the picture, too. And the next thing I know, we're halfway to meeting you at this bar. And it actually turned out a heck of a lot better than I would have expected.
I think it was good. We are both a bit shy, which is not always the best recipe for success when neither female is really like a go-getter, extrovert, like chatty Kathy. But thank the lifestyle gods, it worked.
It's called fate.
So it worked. I think we were, well, no. I will own it. I was a little intimidated. Madison is a little bit younger than I am. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like, how am I going to keep up with this young girl? Like, is she gonna think I'm like old and like uncool? So I think that first night we were, you know, as with any first meeting, we were all kind of feeling each other out a little bit. You never really know maybe where it's going to go, you know, in an instant like that. So there was a little intimidation, I know, at least on my part, but we did some bar hopping. We went to a shady strip club.
Oh yeah.
We can all thank God above that we're still alive, because there have since been shootings and that strip club is now closed. So yeah, kind of a unique maybe first date, but we made the best of it.
Yeah. And I mean, gosh, here we are now 8 years later.
Yeah.
Best friends out of the blue, honestly, making up stories to explain to friends and family how we met, which we will definitely, I think, get into in the future. We've traveled out of state together, out of country together, all of us, like us two and our husbands. We've honestly, I think, become the best of friends, thankfully, through this lifestyle.
Yay.
And we are definitely going to share with all of you some of our sexual encounters, maybe together, maybe separate, but we'll get a little bit into more of that in our future episodes. But our next segment is going to be a discussion about some of the life in the lifestyle topics.
Next segment, we are going to talk about life in the lifestyle. For those of you that may have been at this game for a minute or two, you know that things are a little bit different. There are different outfits that you wear. There is different self-care and body hair removal and all sorts of different things that come up that you may have never really had to deal with in your vanilla life. So we're going to try to tackle some of those topics that aren't exactly related to just sex and sexual encounters and that kind of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So some of the other things that might come up in this lifestyle. So for today's life in the lifestyle, we're going to tackle social media.
Ah, yes.
Obviously, people have different perspectives on how they use their social media, what they're comfortable with posting, who they're friends with, who they follow, who they let follow them, etc., etc. One example of that, I think, is that Madison and I maybe make different posts, and that's okay. But that might give you a little, you know, a couple of different perspectives here. Mm-hmm. So something to think about, I think, that has come up for many of us, you know, hopefully you guys can relate to this, is perhaps when you first are getting into the lifestyle, as you're starting to meet different people, hopefully if it's your goal to be making some friendships along the way, you might have to explain who these people are in your life now. Mm. Who are these new friends that you have? Where did you meet these people? How do you know him and her? All those different types of things. So if you are trying to make some socially acceptable posts, we'll say, but there are these new people in your life, that can be a little bit tricky to sort of reconcile with your vanilla friends, with your family, you know, especially I'm sure if you have children, that maybe can complicate things. If you have kids, parents as friends,
yeah,
there's definitely a level of explanation that can come with some of this. What do you think, Madison?
Yeah, I feel like it's this evolution of like the vanilla world to the non-vanilla world of friends. I definitely agree that I'm a little more, I don't know, open or adventurous with some of my posts. Like, for example, when we go, we definitely, me and Barry go to lifestyle parties, whether they be house parties or club parties, hotel parties, whatever. I am pretty comfortable sharing selfies and sexy pictures, and not in like lingerie, show my boobs and all that, but like sexy dresses and stockings and heels and whatnot. I'm very comfortable sharing that. And yes, I am friends with family and vanilla friends on Facebook or Instagram, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. I will admit, initially I used to get questions about, oh, what type of party are you going to? And I'm very comfortable blowing it off with like, oh, it's just a private thing. A few of us rented a hotel, some hotel rooms. We're just having a party. Or, oh, it's just a house party. We like to dress up. Totally blow it off like it's nothing. But I think that after several years of sharing those types of photos, like, again, not super risque, but little more, I don't know what the word is. Little sexy photos. People are just kind of used to, like, I'm just comfortable being that way about myself, so I kind of share that a little bit more than you do, Kenzie.
Yeah.
But I think that's definitely one of the biggies. It's the types of stuff that you choose to share, and then those follow-up questions. So people aren't always comfortable seeing that type of stuff.
Right, right. And it's a shame, I think, because I think there's a ton of things I would have loved to share over the years. Unfortunately, maybe, Gary and I have professions where we're not quite as comfortable sharing things, so it can be a little bit more of a balancing act. But we are sort of social swingers, and so we've been on some cool adventures or trips and things, but we hesitate sometimes to share some of that because of those questions that sometimes, innocently enough, you know, come from friends or family. But it is a little bit of that delicate balance of how much you want to share, how much you want to hide, how much you want to have to sort of fabricate along the way. And it can be tricky.
Definitely agree. I like your terminology about this social swinger lifestyle, because I think a lot of it is, yes, we're in the lifestyle, we both are, but that does not define us. Right. That is not our 100% of the time.
Right.
So the casual aspect that terminology you're throwing out, I really like that, because I think that's exactly how myself and Barry are, very casual swingers. We like to have fun with it. We like to share. Yes, we travel to out of country to places like Desire, Temptations, places where, yes, it's pretty lifestyle active, or at least people who are very comfortable not wearing a lot of clothing, just free-spirited people, which I love. And I love to share all that. I love to take photos. You know, I'm like an Instagram whore. I just love that stuff. But I cannot always share that stuff because it's not really appropriate. Well, number one, for social media, or for vanilla people who are out there. It can make people pretty uncomfortable. All right, so clearly social media is a touchy subject. I get that. I understand that. But for you, Kenzie, what would you say your rules are for sharing things lifestyle related, whether it's super sexual or just out and about on the town with lifestyle friends? What are your rules for posting on social media?
Yeah, I would say that I started probably pretty slow. If we were out on a trip, for example, with lifestyle friends, I was probably only posting a photo of Gary and I, and maybe not really being specific about where we were or something like that. So just my own sort of personal satisfaction of still posting the photo without really divulging all the details. I think definitely over the years, there are less questions that come. I don't know what it is, you know, or for better or worse, like friends and family maybe just like quit asking. They just don't even, I don't know if they don't care anymore, like whatever, I'll take it either way. But I feel like you get less of that over the years so that you can maybe share a little bit more. I mean, again, definitely, you know, I'm only sharing things where people are fully clothed just to eliminate any other weird questions that might come up. But definitely, I think there's been more flexibility over time with, you know, including the people, the location, whatever it is. But yeah, for me personally, I mean, the photos themselves aren't necessarily all that, you know, crazy or exciting, really. It's really probably for more so for my own posterity or my, you know, my memory, just to be able to kind of to have those moments preserved. But how about you, Madison?
I'm pretty much the same way. I think as far as involving new lifestyle people in your posts, that's kind of something you ease into and make it slow, because yeah. you definitely, your close group of non-lifestyle friends, they will question, who are these people? How did you meet them? I get that all the time, and it's like over and over. So you kind of phase in the people that you share in your posts. As far as photos, pretty simple. I'll pretty much share anything, but no, I'm not going to share nude photos, anything too sexual on my social media, anything pretty much inappropriate or explicit, obviously I will not share. But I am totally fine with sharing dressing up pretty sexy, like going to lifestyle events. I'm okay with that, because kind of I just like to show off how good I look, how good I feel. I like to show off my husband and when we look good. Like, I love sharing that stuff to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But that's my thought on that.
Which makes total sense.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any thoughts in terms of social media and the ever popular Man Crush Monday or the Woman Crush Wednesday, or how you handle those?
I used to be all about that. You've been so many of my Woman Crush Wednesdays. Ken's come on. Seriously, you have been. I love doing those things. Honestly, I used to do Man Crush Monday all the time for Barry. Bless his soul. Well, he's still with us, but just bless him like he That sounded weird.
No. Barry's alive and well. We love you, Barry.
Love you. Mwah. I used to share them, oh my God, every week, but I think it was starting to get annoying. But even with those posts, it was not super sexual stuff. It was all our cute selfies and our just normal photos. As far as me and you, when I'd share the Woman Crush Wednesdays, I think it was still lots of selfies.
Yeah.
But as I think we will talk about in the future, we've done a lot of not G-rated photo shoots together, and I would love to be able to share lots of those photos, but unfortunately that's not appropriate with our professions and our family members. But if I could, I would totally share those photos. But I know you don't really follow into a lot of those trends on social media, do you, Kenzie?
No. Gary is really quite anti
social media.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just in general.
Yeah.
But the few Man Crush Mondays that I have shared for or with him are not always very well received. He's just
by
not
who?
That guy.
Oh, by him?
By Gary. He's not really like a public sort of affection kind of guy, and I get that. So I'm not like huge on the Man Crush Mondays, because I feel like he's just gets annoyed by it. But it's there in spirit. Like, I think of him often in a loving way.
Aww.
And yeah, I mean, I've shared Madison as my Woman Crush Wednesday a few times. And you know, like a shout out here and there to some other just vanilla friends as well. But yeah, but just sort of, it takes a different perspective when your partner maybe isn't quite as into some of the social media as you might be. So again, one of those, you know, kind of balancing acts where you want to post what you want to post, but you're also obviously being very considerate of perhaps the recipient or your audience. So just things to think about as you are finding those balances in the lifestyle fun and your regular life fun, and how to make that all work together.
So I think overall the main takeaway is that social media is a touchy subject. Every person has their own preference with what they're comfortable with sharing. And I really think the big takeaway is to just take baby steps with social media and what you choose to share. I think it's important to share your fun experiences with your partner in starting with a non-sexual way. Whether you're on a trip, you just share those very vanilla photos, those normal, I guess. Sure. I'm doing those air quotes. Normal photos first, like I said, in a non-sexual way. So I think it's important to note that, like we said earlier, we are social swingers. And I think it's great to share those social photos from events that we go to and experiences we have, whether they lead to sexual experiences or not. I think it's really important that our fun experiences with our partners are out there for other people to see the fun experiences that we have.
All right, so moving on to our next segment, our debrief of some of our scandalous encounters.
Ooh.
We are going to take it back all the way to about a month ago to a trip that the four of us took to the Finger Lakes region in New York State. The occasion was Mr. Gary's big birthday. I don't know if I'm ready to say what number birthday it was, but it was a big one. So it was a big occasion. But, you know, we're in a global pandemic, so we're trying to make the best of it. So there we are in the Finger Lakes in a lovely Airbnb to celebrate. Madison and I went all out. Madison decorated our SUV for the ride up. We had some decorations in the house. I bought what I thought were 40s to celebrate, but they turned out to be 24-ounce beverages. So clearly I have no concept of ounces, apparently.
And ding, 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 he turned 40.
Boom! So there you go. Secret's out. Okay, fine. So there we are in the Finger Lakes, having a lovely time.
Yes.
We, as a group, probably drink a little bit more than the average foursome. So we drank all damn day. We're out wine tasting. We came home and have beverages. We had beverages with dinner. I mean, this is a marathon, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. So the evening comes around. We're still imbibing. It's lovely. Everyone's having a good time. Then, I tell you, folks, Barry, oh, bless his heart. He makes a dare to our good friend Madison.
Right here.
That she won't lick the sugar off his balls.
I don't know where this came from. I swear.
And by God, friends,
we need sugar.
Madison stepped up to the plate like I've never seen anyone do before.
Yep.
And there were Barry's balls covered in sugar in a on a paper plate of sugar, just coated perfectly. It was a fucking Christmas miracle, I tell you.
Like Christmas cookie balls. It was great.
And Madison, bless her heart, on her knees, licked those balls clean. And I really feel like this will be a special memory that you can all now share with us for the rest of our lives. But Madison, can you tell us, just tell us your experience of the sugar balls?
All right. First of all, I cannot even tell you where this came from. I don't remember what triggered this dare.
No one does.
Nobody remembers. But yes, there my husband was. Pulled a container of sugar out of this cabinet in our Airbnb, had a paper plate in his hand. All of a sudden, dumped a hell of a lot of sugar on this paper plate. Unzipped his pants, pulled his balls out, and dipped them in that plate of sugar. And I tell you, I didn't even think twice. I got down on my knees.
She's a champ.
I lifted his penis up in the air, and I sucked the sugar dry off of those balls, okay?
It was beautiful.
Yes, thank you. It was like a Christmas story. It was magical. I didn't think twice about it. I got every last drop of sugar off of them. And no one remembers why we did this.
Which honestly makes it all the better, I think. I mean, you know, just in my opinion.
It was so fun. I'm not going to lie. It was just so freaking funny. It was amazing. So
the reason that we share this slightly odd story with you all is our takeaway from this experience is to have fun, to find good people to have fun with.
True.
Obviously, this is probably not your everyday story that you're going to experience or hear, but just enjoy those silly, goofy moments that you don't even remember how they happened and find those good people to share them with, because that's going to make this journey all the more exciting and fun and enjoyable for you. So take those risks and enjoy it to the fullest. What do you think, Madison?
All right. So just thinking back about the sugar ball situation, like, could you imagine being, I don't know, I guess so intoxicated with some vanilla friends where this would ever come up? Like, could you ever imagine doing this with non-lifestyle friends?
Yeah, not at all.
Like, I don't know. That's just one of the takeaways for me, that, like, how much fun we've been able to have together throughout this process. And I don't know if we're going to go into it in this episode, but beyond the sugar ball moment, like, our connection, just the four of us, like, we're able to go from those moments where we're laughing hysterically at each other to, like, we can just flip the switch and it's like, I don't know if I should say too much, but it can be super, like, sexual and sensual with each other, too. Yeah. Within, seriously, like, 30 minutes. We went from being on my knees licking sugar off my husband's balls to, like, having an intimate moment together. Like, as friends, like, in the lifestyle. And I don't know. Maybe it's hard for people to wrap their minds around that, but I think... I just really, really love the fact that we can have so much, like, reality, humor, and good times in our friendship, that we're able to go from these extremes of laughter to, like, serious sexual moments together.
No, I agree with what you're saying, and I think that we are pretty fortunate to sort of have that type of relationship where we can sort of, I don't know, let the pendulum swing back and forth. So I don't know if that's maybe, you know, if we're just really, you know, grateful, like, fortunate for that. I'm not saying that that's easy to come by, but for everyone listening, I mean, if you have those people that you connect with on that level, I guess I would just say, you know, like, take advantage of it and embrace that, because I think it is really fun when you find those people that you can connect with and have those silly moments with, as well as those really sensual, kind of sexual moments with as well. You know, that's really, I think for us, for Gary and I, that's really been part of the goal that got us into the lifestyle.
Same here.
To be able to make some friends, and while we may not have predicted the sugar balls, to have those types of moments. So absolutely, we are grateful for you, Madison and Barry, and your friendship. So we're glad to be able to share all the good and the silly and the fun, sexual, all of it, all those moments with you.
Just to add to that, I would like to say that me and Barry, our goal when we meet people is initially just finding good friends. We never go out trying to meet new people in the lifestyle on websites or Facebook or whatever it may be just to hook up. That is not our ultimate goal. We honestly just want to initially find good friends, people that we can connect with. And then if it expands further upon that, like it did with you guys, awesome.
Great.
But like our first experience, we just want to be friends, have a good time. And if that's all it ever comes to be, fine, so be it. Like it's nice to meet new people, put yourself out there. It really increases your own self-confidence, I think, meeting all these new people in the lifestyle. We honestly, I think it took us, me and Barry, several years, clearly, before we were able to find good friends such as you and Gary in the lifestyle. But once we found you guys, I'm not letting you go. You're ours now. Clearly, we've been through sugar balls together.
There's no going back.
But really, that is a good takeaway, that when you find those good people that you really do click with or connect with, whether you just stay friends and you're comfortable talking about your lifestyle experiences, or you do end up soft swapping, full swapping, whatever, with each other, it's a really good thing, and you really don't want to let that go.
I agree.
Okay, so to wrap up this debrief section, I will say that from this Finger Lakes adventure, it's not just the sex that we're going to remember 10 years from now. It's really going to be those sugar balls.
Absolutely.
And honestly, throughout our experiences together and our experiences separately, I must say one of the greatest benefits through the lifestyle has been all of the great friends we have met, not only together but separately. We've honestly, I think, majority of our friends separately and together are lifestyle friends at this point. So besides all the sex and the amazing good times that we have, the friends that we've made throughout this have really meant more than anything, honestly. All right, so for our next segment, I think we're going to move into our surprise from Barry and Gary. Ooh.
Woo!
Who knows what this is?
So our next segment is our surprise from Gary and Barry.
Oh, God.
And this month, it looks like we have a question. I have a piece of paper here in front of me that I'm about to unfold and read the question of the month. So hang in there with me, listeners. We're all going in this pretty blind here.
Oh, God.
So here we go.
Okay.
So our question this month apparently is a question from Gary to Madison, which I bet she is going to be thrilled about.
Okay.
So... So Gary is being a little vulnerable here, and he says that he is not comfortable or confident with his sex toy skills.
Oh, okay.
And for the listener's benefit, I will take some ownership in that. I've never been like a big toy girl.
Oh.
I think I'm starting to make a little bit of a shift here in my old age, but I will say that part of where Gary is coming from certainly could be a little bit my fault because I've never been much for the toys. Although I've had an experience lately that has made me reconsider. But more to come on that sometime, I'm sure. So Gary's surprise question for Madison apparently is, how did I do with the toys during the Finger Lakes trip? What should I know? How can I improve with my sex toy skills?
Oh my God.
So yay, Gary, for trying to better himself.
True.
And I'm sorry, Madison, for the awkward question.
Surprise. All right, here I am trying to remember what toys I brought to a trip about a month ago. Okay. Dear Gary, you did great with the toys. I am pretty sure I brought the typical straight up and in vibrator. I brought the one that was the wand, the big old wand that's like a back massager, but like a very powerful vibrator. I think it is called the wand. And then I brought that sucky one, didn't I?
Oh,
the little pink one.
Yeah, yeah. That was
that
intense.
Vibrates, but it has this like little opening at the front that's, it's like a little mouth. It's like it like sucks at you. Sucks at the clit like I think it's supposed to.
Right.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to do. I don't think I brought anything else.
No,
it was
those three
basics. Okay. Yeah. So to answer your question, Gary, how did you do with the toys in the Finger Lakes? You did great. Is there anything that you should know? With the pink sucky toy, which I think, and maybe we could like tweet about or share a little bit more in our product somewhere, we could share a little bit more about these products. It's just knowing where the placement really goes with those. The point is the sucky part, which it sounds so stupid, but that's what I'm going to call it, goes on the clit.
Yeah.
You know, I hope we all know where that is by now, but, it's important to really, I think pressure is the biggest deal with these toys.
Yeah.
Like for me personally, I need a lot of pressure to really get a lot of impact from these toys and really experience what they can really show you.
Mm-hmm.
So you did great with them, wherever you are, Gary, out there listening. But I think that a little more pressure, even with the big wand on that clit area or wherever it is going in on you, like it, I think pressure needs to be firm with these toys. But that's just me. I just like firm pressure.
Okay.
And what else did he ask me? How can I improve with my sex toy skills? You need to use a hell of a lot more on your wife, Kinsey, over here. Clearly. I know she enjoyed some of the toys when we were in the Finger Lakes. Maybe she was just pretending.
Nope,
I don't know.
No.
But I think she did enjoy them.
Yeah.
I think you need to experience them a little bit more.
I think you're right.
I personally think I need to as well, because I think it takes a lot for me to feel comfortable getting to that level of like high excitement and like orgasm. It's not super comfortable for me personally to just fall right into that. So it takes a lot of, I need to have some sort of control. So like I need a toy that I can like put my hands on too and feel in control. Otherwise, I'm just not comfortable personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just more, it's more experience and getting what you're comfortable with. So I think for you, Gary, you need to experience a lot more on Kenzie over here and figure out what she really likes. It's completely different for every person.
Yeah.
I personally feel like I've grown throughout the years. I definitely would have never thought I'd be comfortable with this massive wand, which I hope we can link to you in a future, like, social media or Twitter or something. This massive wand that is insane and it's fabulous. This pink little sucky toy that gets into the inner depths of my soul, but it's amazing. But I also just personally need to feel like I can put my hands down there and like have control. I don't know. It's something mental in me. I think I need to figure out. But
nothing wrong with
that. When I feel like I'm not in control, like I can't relax enough to fully enjoy it. So
sure.
That's just me.
No, that makes sense.
But I think our Finger Lakes trip was an experience. I'm glad I brought my bag of toys.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize you hadn't experienced some of those, so I'm glad you got to experience them too. I'm glad I got to use some of them on you. Talk about that for a friendship, huh? And I think that it's, toys are just like an ongoing thing. You need to really, it's a lot of trial and error. I don't know about you.
Yeah. No, I would agree. I certainly don't have a ton of experience, like I said, like sort of as I was reading. But yeah, I think it's kind of a to each her own sort of mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. And I would venture to say that maybe one toy isn't always going to produce the same results, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I think it is helpful mm-hmm. probably to have that sort of bag of tricks at the ready so that you have some choice in the matter mm-hmm. as the need arises, so that you can pick what's going to work best for you in that experience or in that moment.
Yeah.
But definitely I think they're worth exploring. I get that not everybody, probably like myself, probably part of my hesitancy with toys, I didn't always necessarily want to spend the money on something to not enjoy mm-hmm. it and not like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's definitely worth splurging a little on yourself.
Once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah, to kind of find what it is that you like. Mm-hmm. Because I think they definitely can bring a whole new element into the play situation and into the bedroom. So I think it's worth exploring and finding what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to wrap up this surprise question from Gary and Barry, really Gary in this case, I think the takeaway with toys is more pressure is always good, more practice is always good, and the female putting their hand on the toy and kind of guiding the male through proper placement, or in whatever type of relationship you're in, the person who puts their hand on the toy and kind of controls the location, it's not necessarily because you're doing it wrong. It's just kind of showing you, it's kind of guiding the person who's using the toy into the right spot. So I think a little bit of guidance with toys is a good thing. And it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong if the person who's experiencing it kind of moves you in the right direction. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I think now we're about ready to close out our first episode. So stay tuned as we wrap up with a question for our listeners that we will follow up with on our next monthly episode.
Thanks for riding out this first episode with us.
We know it was rough, but we know that some of you like it rough.
So we have a question for you that we want to address in next month's Chick Chat.
Woo, yeah.
How do you feel about verbal communication during play? So if your partner is asking you how it feels, or if your partner's partner is asking how it feels, do you enjoy that sort of verbal communication during play?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are really into it. Some people are very good at it. Some people, like myself, are not very good at it.
Don't like it.
And can't keep up, and it's a lot going on at once. So where are you at? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you have tips for how to do it better? We want to hear from you and what your experience is. So you can respond to us on Twitter at Friends with a Tris.
Twist.
You know what I meant. Or if you're a little more, you know, old school, you can email us.
Yes.
At friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. So let us know what you think. We would love to hear your feedback. Let us know your answer to that question so we can talk about it a little bit more in next month's episode. And until then, stay sexy, my friends.
Mwah. Bye-bye.